Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Bennifer is back. I know.
I know.
You thought it was over. Bennifer is now officially back. Who knew?
Well, I mean, I hate to see that there was any angst and problems going on and craziness on dating apps as related to Ben Affleck and all. But it's good to see that some positivity can be had in the tabloids today and that there is hope.
You know, the thing is, I remember Bennifer the first time around.
Yeah,
and it was, you know,
sure.
When he was in the Jenny on the Block video, like looking at the camera, they took like the picture of him. It was just really weird. I remember it the first time around and how big a deal it was. But here's the thing is that I know people are shocked at this, but I could see this easily. Look, as you get older, we all understand the mistakes we have of earlier relationships, right? And there's always the one that you could say, boy, if I had a second chance, that's the relationship I would go back and do over again. Now, for most of us, if it's something that happens and you wind up, you know, separating, getting divorced, it's let me see if I can find that person on Facebook and see if they're single and kind of stalk them a bit and then find out what I can about them.
I like that you got stalking into the mix.
Because that's kind of what happens. Hey, look, hey, what are you doing? Nothing, just cruising through your photos because you haven't put a privacy setting on. Oh, look at this one from 2014.
Sounds like you're working from experience here, son. Come on now.
I just know how the world works. Look, you don't know all the tagging that I've put on my Facebook. So I know all my exes who are going through my Facebook page. You kid, every day is a different one. So if I do that, am I hashtagging? I get
okay
that
over there.
That's how. Well, I did the whole, you know, are you turning into your parents commercial? You know, am I hashtagging? The waiter doesn't need to know your name. So I get, for most of us, that's what it is. It's, hey, you know, and then you hear the story. How did you reconnect? Oh, well, we were friends on Facebook. And then, you know, we started talking and we started chatting. And then this is what happened. And it's, oh, look at that. You know, the high school sweethearts that get back together after, you know, 25 years, whatever it is. We've seen that. But when, you know, you're a celebrity, okay, it's a different way. It's just, hey, listen, you know, I saw that Jennifer's single now and I'm single now and it's kind of new. And hey, let's go hang out. And now they're vacationing together again. You know, Bennifer, they each get it. It was probably easy when they did it. It was, well, I'm a star. I'm doing my own thing. You're a star. You're doing your own thing. Okay. Hey, it worked out great. You know, what were all the things that were said about A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez that the whole pandemic was tough on them because they saw each other all the time you know, in Hollywood, it's we see each other too many times. I mean, I need you to go do a movie for 3 months and I'm gonna do a movie then we can hang out for like a month and then you go do another movie,
you go back to work.
I'll do a TV show. It didn't work, but hey, okay, I get it. You have your own life, I have my own life. You know, let's go back and try to make that work again. I get it. Derrick Rose came back to the Knicks. LeBron came back to Cleveland. I came back to Fox. It happens. You know, oh, if it's 17 years ago, all right, let's go back and do it again. And now we got Bennifer, part two. Of course I saw this coming. This is an easy one to see coming.
Well, just always remember, I mean, you have very few people that are going to really have had the experience and know the pitfalls of fame like you and LeBron. And Derek, I can't even say it. I was trying to put you all together in one big, knowing the celebrity, and you'd be able to communicate and commiserate with one another. Mm-hmm. That's also why the Bennifer part two works.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I don't know that who knows how long this is going to go for. Is this one of those, hey, it's fun and it's new, and then eventually we go our own way? But this is a very common thing.
Just
it's
remember, everything's temporary, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing lasts forever, even cold November rain. We know.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Bennifer is back. Bennifer is back. I knew it was coming. I knew it was here.
Can we get Geely too?
Oh, come on, man. Really? You think they're going to do that? that's, I mean, there's some things that I think America needs and some things America doesn't.
Could she be in the next Batman?
Ooh, I'd rather her be in the next Batman than him.
You leave Affleck alone. I think he's quite good.
I'd rather look, the Ben Affleck, the only thing he does well, right? This is the only movie when he plays the man child. That's like the only thing he can do. That's the only thing, really. That's the only. He should keep directing. Argo was terrific, right? But the only,
you know what? Argo, blank yourself, because he was fantastic as Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Nah, he's only good at the man when he plays the man child. That's the only thing he does well. Everything else, it's just okay. I'm just kind of watching him do his own thing here. No, I'd rather see Jennifer Lopez.
You're just playing that low.
Yeah. Like, would I want to see Jennifer Lopez as Catwoman in the next one? Yes, I'd like. Yes, sign me up.
See, now you're going to get in trouble. Now you can't say that.
Why can't I say as Catwoman?
I don't know. It's part of the cancel culture, like going against the horse.
No,
be careful.
We're talking about putting stars in movies. I'd love to see. I want to see Jennifer Lopez in X-Men and not see Ben Affleck. Maybe he could direct it.
You leave.
Maybe
Affleck
she could
alone.
Play. You know, maybe she could play Poison Ivy. Maybe she could play Alfred. Maybe, who knows? Maybe we turn it on its ear and suddenly she's Alfred the Butler.
You killed off Jeremy Irons just like that.
I would just want to know, Master White, that you got out, Master Bruce. I wouldn't need to say hello to you. I would just need to see you and Jennifer Lopez in some kind of cafe. I wouldn't even say hi. Too much paparazzi, but I would know that you got out, and I would be happy, Master Bruce.
I celebrate Michael Caine's entire catalog.
I would just be happy that Bennifer was a thing again. I can't bury another celebrity couple where I have a good nickname for them. I can't bury another one. I just want to know that you got out, Master Bruce. Master Bruce.
Stop. Stop, damn you, stop.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. So, you saw this story today. Well, who am I kidding? Of course you didn't. But Harmon's thinking, the one about the guy who wanted a salary in Bitcoin that got cut by the Chiefs? No,
that's
we'll
good,
get to him in a few
good
minutes.
Story.
We'll get to him in a few minutes, I know. We'll have the cryptocurrency story of
the
night.
They realized the conversion rate was not going to work in their favor, so they got rid of him.
But Tim Tebow is on his way back to the National Football League. Sometime in the next week, the Jaguars are going to sign Tebow as a tight end.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very excited about
this,
it.
I bet. Finally, I can play the drop again, and
I'm
no one's
so
going to get mad at me. This is the best.
I love it.
Look, people are really missing what the real impact of this story is. Okay, Tim Tebow is not coming back. He's not going to make the Jaguars. He's not going to play this fall. He's not going to play against the Jets and catch a touchdown pass from Trevor Lawrence and suddenly the Jaguars win and look at what's going on and Tebow turned himself
spoken it into
a tight end. And Tim Tebow with the touchdown on fourth down and the Jaguars win it at the buzzer. Oh, boy. Zach Wilson will think a lot about this one. He was just 4 for 37 for 8 yards and 5 interceptions. He's not going to make the team. He's going to be 34 years old. He hasn't played in the league in 7 years. He is someone who has never played the tight end position, not in high school, not in college, not in the NFL. He was the personal punt protector for the Jets the last big year he had in the
that's
NFL.
Good.
Not the last big year, but the last year he had. That's it. So this is not happening. This is Urban Meyer doing a favor for a friend, right? Tebow's done a lot for me. I'm the head coach of the Jaguars. Why not? You know what? Maybe this ends up taking a little bit of pressure off of Trevor Lawrence when we first come to camp and Tebow comes in. But really, this was done with one aspect and one end game in mind, right? What does Tony Stark say, beginning of end game? Part of every journey is the end, right? I mean, that's the way it goes. Part of the journey is the end. Football has given Tebow everything in his life. And Tebow loves attention, and he's never had the chance to say goodbye to the game on his own terms, right? He's been out of the game because he got shoved out, not happy with how it ended with the Jets and the Broncos and everybody else. So what's he seen now? He has found a way, because now Urban Meyer's the head coach. Let me come in. Let me play tight end for a little bit. It's the off season now. You're not worried about him taking reps away from anybody in mini camps. You got guys that aren't even going to make it to the roster in the middle of August. And so what's the harm in letting him play, get a few headlines, get a little bit of relevancy because it'll be the last football relevancy he's had. And then after a couple of weeks, he says, oh, we tried. It's great. But I'm retiring from the NFL. And he finally gets the moment to officially retire. This is why he is doing this. Like, maybe is there like 0.1% of his mind going, I could do it. I could do it. I could be a tight end. Okay, maybe there's a – but really he knows I'm going to get to go do this for a little while, enjoy the NFL, you know, put on the pads a few more times. It's not very serious. I'm not worried about going out in two-a-days and getting hit all the time. I'm going to run on the field. I'm going to get to see coach again. And then after a couple of weeks, I'm going to retire and get my moment to walk away from the game. That's what this is all about. I mean, this is not about, hey, Urban Meyer saying, I know this young man, and he's the dude, he's 34. Okay, he's 34. There's 34-year-old tight ends who have been in the league as tight ends for 15 years that aren't coming back to the NFL this year. So this is not that story. This is Urban Meyer doing a favor for Tebow to allow Tebow to walk away from football as much on his own terms as he can. He gets one more run of the limelight, he announces retirement, and he gets to do it on his terms. That's what this is all about. There's no way this Tebow story goes more than just a couple of weeks, because the last thing you want to do if you're Urban Meyer, and he knows this, is go into his first training camp worried about Trevor Lawrence getting questions and people covering Tebow the entire time. They know that's not going to happen. This is a story that will be here. We'll talk about it. We'll cover it. Tebow will retire, and then we move on. That's how it's going to go.
See, I think it's going to have legs, and it's going to vex you for months to come.
No, you are just hoping that that's the case. Stop it. You're just
well, then you're hoping that it dies and flames out quickly.
No, I'm telling
somewhere
you,
somewhere in the middle is what reality is going to be.
Listen, I'm a Chili Palmer from Be Cool. I'm the guy telling you how it is, man. This is how it's going to go. This is how it goes for Tim Tebow. He doesn't just walk back into the NFL after being away. Hey, Urban, call. Guess what? I'm going to come in. What about the other tight ends on the roster? Nah.
The other tight ends on the roster are Jags.
That's true in more ways.
Am I wrong?
Well, come on. You got a guy named Manhurts. That's a pretty good name.
It's a good name, and they drafted a guy in the fifth round, and that's all fine and good.
But these are all guys that have played tight end before.
That's fine.
This guy's never done it.
Jason, have we not recognized that sometimes life doesn't make sense? I mean, we're getting yelled at on Twitter for talking about Bennifer for 3 minutes, for crying out loud. Life doesn't make sense. Have fun with it. And with this Tebow story, look, there's a million angles to it. Is it right? Is it fair? People can have their opinions. In the end, you'd all give your left arm, not just for the girl that got away, but for that job that you never got a call back to. Certainly out here in Los Angeles, plenty of folks sitting around going, yeah, I wanted a call back for this audition, or for that, or any myriad number of things. In this case, it's a, let's see what you got. Physically, you haven't been beaten up on a football field in 8 years, and I know, hasn't been on a football field since 2012, and that has a lot of people mad. Get out of your anger. Don't project onto Tebow. Figure out what's wrong with your life and correct that, and let's all watch and watch this theater play out in front of us. Because if he's good and he can play, great. If not, maybe he's got a jersey, and you know what that means? In Jacksonville, they're selling a lot of jerseys. They're selling a lot of merch related to Tim Tebow. And you know
what?
Do
you think people are really buying Tebow jerseys? I'm going to buy a Tebow jersey.
You don't think they will?
No, they're all buying Trevor Lawrence jerseys.
As soon as his number, no, there's. I'm not saying it's going to be to the level of Trevor Lawrence, but you would be surprised the number of jerseys and jerseys that will be sold with the Tebow surname on the back once this is official and a number has been assigned. Because right now Gardner Minshew has his number.
The only guy buying Tim Tebow jerseys is Tebow and any members of his family.
I think you're absolutely
wrong. Trevor Lawrence gear.
I think you. Greatly underestimate the way this whole thing works.
It's all
and what one of the pieces of value is here for Shad Khan. And as you mentioned, there's a little bit with Trevor Lawrence. Hey, you're now the famous guy. Now it's Jacksonville and not New York City, where your wunderkind is going to have to figure that out. And he's been calling all of the luminaries, Sanchez and Pennington and everything. How do you deal with the New York media? Good luck with that. It's not Chicago. Justin Fields, where he's been. They might as well have a statue, and I'll be tracking that closely to the level of derision and hate that Trubisky got en route to two playoff seasons during his tenure there. But when we talk about here, this side of thing is, you know, Tebow with the level of fame. Maybe some will be resentful. I say to them, grow up. If he can play and contribute, he can play. Otherwise, you know, look at it. Urban Meyer's the guy in charge. He's going to do some unconventional things, and he's got a guy that he trusts to bring around the program. And even if it is just a nice long way to say goodbye, I think we're going to have a thrill or two along the way. Look, this isn't like when he was competing with Sanchez for the Jets job, and they were running through drills.
He had a chance at that. He had a chance at that.
Did you ever watch? No, that was next level absurdity. I was at training camp a couple of days, and I watched when he was in drills, and they had
him. Oh, no, he was terrible, but when they signed him, he had a chance. When they signed him, he had a chance.
And I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, when they saw him play, they didn't.
This could happen, right?
This is his hometown. It's a whole big way for him to just wave goodbye to everybody. That's what's going to happen. Goodbye. Good night, everybody. Okay, see you, Tim. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being here.
So hateful.
I'm just saying how it's going to happen.
I'm telling you that you're just trying to bust out your crystal ball, and you're going to be so disappointed when it goes another direction.
Okay. Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Joining us now on the hotline, CBS Sports NFL insider extraordinaire, who just wrote his preview of the lacrosse playoffs, 9,000 words at CBSSports.com. It is Jason Lockenfora. What's happening, Jay?
What's going on, gentlemen?
I mean, how many words to the wild card teams getting in? How what was your breakdown of your lacrosse prediction?
Oh, I can't reveal any of that until publication, guys.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's proprietary information.
Good
for
move.
Now. It's not ready for public consumption, but
okay.
Stay tuned.
All right. Hey, so we've talked about this a lot. You mentioned it the past few minutes here. Suddenly, things are getting a little crazier in Green Bay as Devontae Adams said he would do, quote, extra thinking on his future if Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers. I mean, where are things right now, Jay? Because this story, as much as you think, okay, it'll calm down a bit, it's not calming down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's going to calm down or not. But it's also not going anywhere. It's not going to be resolved anytime soon. It's not going to be resolved easily. And the closer we get to, you know, the closer we get to actual football being played, if it still continues to be at a loggerhead, then I think you'll continue to see more people weigh in on it, and you're going to continue to hear that. There's no shortage of people who believe Aaron Rodgers has been wronged here. And whether you agree with exactly how he's gone about handling it or not is one thing. But for him to have been ambushed the way he was a year ago, it's not how a lot of people think it should have been handled, including people in that locker room. So I wouldn't be waiting on pins and needles for, like, the next shoe to drop or anything like that. I don't think we're going to have anything major coming up in the foreseeable future. I think both sides are pretty entrenched in their positions, and at some point someone's going to crack a little bit. Someone's going to waver, and I suspect it's them and not him, but we shall see. But, yeah, anytime anybody in that locker room of that significance is sort of saying, hey, I'm Team Rodgers on this one, that's not helping Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst and Russ Ball's position there.
Got to figure out how to make more money into that Brinks truck that they have to back up to try to buy some goodwill. The Broncos are back on the board right now at an over-under of 8.5 wins. So does that tell me that he's not there yet?
Yeah, that's exactly what that tells you. But you really look at this thing now, and you look at the NFC and, you know, some of these teams on paper, and they're relatively set now. I mean, there's some free agents out there, but not many who are going to alter the course of a season. And so you say, well, man, if Rodgers really doesn't play in Green Bay, that NFC outside of Tampa looks like you can make the case for a bunch of people. And then if he is indeed dealt to the AFC, where I think a lot of the better quarterbacks are, a lot of the younger, better quarterbacks are, and where the competition, there's nobody as good as Kansas City, but that second tier, for my money, is much more robust than what it would be in the NFC. And then you say, damn, if a Vegas or a Denver really did land this cat, I mean, what the heck? That division could be really something. So, I think there's probably a half dozen teams that would stick out from the bunch, and I've written about this a little bit at CBSSports.com, where I feel like if it was going to happen in the next couple of months versus, 9 months from now, there's teams I think that would be in better position than others to fill that immediate need, and certainly Denver and the Raiders would be among them.
Jason Lock and Four with us, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, so from a guy who's really affecting everybody now to a guy who's, well, not really affecting anybody, but he's a big name in the news today. The Jaguars are going to sign Tim Tebow as a tight end. It's going to happen sometime the next few days. Is this anything other than Tebow getting a little bit of publicity, and then he's going to retire from the NFL, which he hasn't done yet, hasn't officially done?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that part of it. I think that the longer he's around, the more jerseys, tickets, whatever else you want to sell, you probably can. And look, this is a guy who has, for whatever reason, been able to sort of live out fantasies that other people can't. He got to, do the minor league baseball thing much longer than, and I saw him play, and I talked to scouts who were watching him play, and I wrote about it a little bit. And I mean, that's a luxury not many people are afforded. And had the pandemic not struck, I think he probably would have seen some major league play with the Mets, at least as a September call-up, just for some publicity and to sell some stuff. That didn't happen, so now he's not ready to give up on his football career that's been over for, a half decade or more. So he gets this opportunity at a position he's never even played. But if this is his dream and this is his mentor providing the opportunity, I mean, I don't think it's a fair fight. Like, I don't think Urban Meyer is going to bring this guy in, create this whole sort of subplot, and then say, oh, you were the 54th guy, Timmy, and boy, you don't have any, you're not eligible for the practice squad anymore, so you got to go. I mean, I think he's doing this because the guy's going to be around for a while. I don't think he's doing it to bring him in for 6 weeks and then cut him. So who the hell knows? But do I think he's going to impact them? No. Look, we talked about this Urban Meyer thing from the beginning. I was a skeptic. I am a skeptic. I think that thing's got a far greater chance of imploding in the next 2 years than it does taking off.
See, he's in direct opposition to you, Smith. How about that? You've been predicting greatness. Feel like we should have a wager here.
I don't want to bet on whether a guy's going to get fired or not. That's bad karma. That's bad.
Well, it wasn't a matter of firing. It was more the idea of you had them challenging for Super Bowls with Trevor Lawrence and company rising up.
And
Jason Lockett Vore just threw some salt on that.
I think the Jaguars are in the Super Bowl sometime in the next 5 years. I mean, the Trevor Lawrence impact here, and all they did in free agency was just make your defense a little bit better. It doesn't have to be great. It has to be middle of the pack. And he's the real thing. Yeah, they're in the Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
We'll see. I think he's a great player. But I look, it might take 5 or 6 years, and I would say that's on regime number two or regime number three. I don't think this is set up for the long term, first of all. With anything with Urban Meyer, is not set up for the long haul. And I say you can color me a skeptic.
Yeah, we have seen him bail before, have we not? So the potential is certainly out there for you. How excited do you get about schedule release day? Or are you going to sit and break down all 16 for the Ravens?
I don't get excited about it at all. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to pay some attention to it because they'll put me on CBS HQ and start asking me whose schedule I like and whose schedule I don't like.
It's up to 273 now, too. Yeah.
No, I liked it much better when the press releases went out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and then, you did whatever you wanted with them.
I'll tell you, Jay, I still remember the days when I was at NFL Network where when I would have to write a preview for, like, hey, the schedule release releases out.
Right.
They like make you sit. Like my manager said, you sit at this desk. Here's your piece of paper. If you get up to go to the bathroom, you give me this piece of paper. You put your phone on the desk.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, it was
like
you.
Secrets. No, I know.
Yeah, write your thing, and then when the schedule comes out, we publish it right away. But there's no way anybody is finding out what the schedule is like before it comes out. It was like I had the biggest secret. It's like I had the nuclear football.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey,
yeah.
look what I got.
The world at your fingertips.
Yeah, I got everything. You know, I want right. I got the AFC North schedule.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you know exactly when that second Jaguars Texans game is going to be.
Right.
All that draft pick ramifications.
Hey, Jason, what did you think about Tom Brady jumping on the NFLPA call and saying, you know, hey, you know, they're not throwing fastballs at 95 miles an hour in December? I thought it was a little bit of misdirection, given the fact that he was walking into people's houses and
right.
breaking every rule under COVID.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Look, these young guys, Tom Brady, who would have been a bigger brown noser to Bill Belichick than Tom Brady, you know, coming out of Michigan? And the ultimate try-hard guy, right? Go, coach, you say run 1 mile, I'm going to run three. Like, that's just how it – I mean, that's how it's sort of done. And these kids didn't get to meet these guys in the flesh during the run-up to the draft because everything was virtual. They didn't get wined and dined by the owners. They didn't get a chance to make a real – in-person impression, and now they're coming in as the newest employees, and you got all these veterans saying, oh, trust me, I know better than you for your career. Just stay away. Meanwhile, these, again, were the same guys who wouldn't leave the building until forcibly removed when they were at that point in their career, right? So literally, it's like, hey, the janitor's here. They're closing the lights. Like, there's nobody here, Tommy. Everybody's asleep. So I do think it's disingenuous. I know most agents I talk to are telling their young players, you have to go. You have to be your own advocate. Don't worry about the locker room ramifications. These guys don't have your best interest at heart. You're being caught up. You're the pawns. You're the guys who have the least leverage, the least money. And there's a tug of war going on between mega millionaires and billionaires. And you're caught in the middle. And don't fall for the okey-doke. Do what you have to do for yourself and your family. Because when these players were your age, they were doing the same thing. And they just did a 10-year CBA, and I just have a hard time sort of stomaching what's being thrust at these kids who already have had to deal with so much because of the pandemic and had their college seasons compromised and the combine compromised and the pre-draft compromised. And now these veterans who don't need the reps, which I get – it's one thing. You don't need the reps. You don't want the reps. But then you can't say the reps have to go away. Like, nobody gets the reps. Like, no reps for anyone because no reps for me. Like, I don't – this is not really how it should probably work.
Hey, Jay, lastly, stories the last couple of days have kind of made it a fait accompli that Julio Jones is going to be traded by week one of the NFL season. What are you hearing as far as the timeline and where's a fit that you wouldn't be surprised to say, hey, when he ends up here, that's kind of where I'm thinking?
You know, I think it really is going to depend on what they think they're accomplishing here. I mean, they're moving salary. They're in a salary cap bind, and they've spent a ton of money, and this is going to be read around the industry as a salary dump. And, you know, Hopkins, younger, healthier, only fetched a two. Now, you could say, oh, well, he was going to have to get his money, and he did. But this guy's making 15 this year, and yeah, the 11 or 12 the next couple of years doesn't seem terrible now, but if he's playing in 10 games and not 17, it might. So, I don't know, guys. They're going to wait till after June 1st anyway for cap purposes, right, to massage mm-hmm. that, because, again, this is really about the fuzzy math. More than anything else, this was another really good receiver draft. A lot of teams loaded up. If you're Atlanta, you might behoove you to wait until a contending team with an owner who spends huge money loses, you know, unfortunately loses someone who they thought was integral to their season. You know, it's the kind of thing Bill Belichick does, right? And he's got a bunch of draft capital. Like, I know he signed like Kendrick Bourne and some other guys, but like he put more money into the tight ends, really, than the receivers.
Right.
Was what the one deal with Aguilar or whatever. So, you know, he's a kind of guy who would do something like that. I don't know how the Saints are going to be looking, and if they think Well, those two teams would never make a trade together, so what am I talking about? They're not trading into the Saints. maybe your guy Urban Meyer would did for this for the, oh, the you know to put him over the top for their.
Well, they just signed Tebow. What are you talking about?
They see the chalice.
You can follow him on Twitter.
If Tebow wants him, Tebow will get him.
Hey, we have our new recruiter.
We're going to put in a play where I get the pitch back and then I throw it to Julio downfield. Right? We put that play in the playbook. All right,
oh
great.
Sure, yeah, go for it.
At Jason Lock and Fora on Twitter. Jay, as always, buddy, appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk to you next
Thanks,
week.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good week.
Yeah, so maybe it's Tebow calling the shots now. Maybe he's just coming in as a tight end officially, but really there's not going to be practices open to any cameras, and it's going to be, dude, Tebow and Trevor are running neck and neck here for the starting quarterback job here. I mean, no one said anything, but that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, I got to think on some level, you bring him in, he's also a good recruiter. Right? You're running it like
sure.
a college program.
Sure.
Here's my greatest sure. asset, my greatest pupil, and yep. now he's here with me. And he'll sell you on my ways of doing things, so you'll be on board. But, yeah, I agree with Jason in the idea of all the veterans. Yeah, they're saying stay away. Job security, just like when they changed the salary rules when it came to the draft, right? And those big novelty checks guys were getting. It's like, that was all the veterans saying, this is garbage. Because mm-hmm. we're putting in the work. We've earned it. And now you're just giving away, lottery tickets. So I think this is more the same. Yeah, guys, hey, y'all stay away. You don't need to be there. There's better ways. Meanwhile, they're losing valuable time with their coaches and reps. Yeah, no, bad business there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tweet of the night coming your way from George Sands.
Sweet.
Who says, at How About a Fresca, do you think Aaron Rodgers will sit out next season due to loathe management?
That's pretty good.
I kind of like that, loathe management. We have TJ, load management for LeBron James and loathe management for Aaron Rodgers, TJ.
That's pretty good. I feel like I need to also give credit to our guy, JJ, who caught the fact that during our Bob Baffert story, I kept using the term leaks.
I just didn't draw attention to it. I caught it too, but I just want you to
okay,
know.
Okay, I'm just saying, normally that gets you laughing
does.
A hyena, and I felt like certainly. I'd lost my touch.
No, you were good. I just had to let that go because when we, talking about bodily functions can be a little, dicey.
It gets a little dicey, there's no question about it.
It does get dicey, and then T-shirt does that. It's like, what are you talking about?
See, now you brought attention to it, so there you go.
Nobody plays the victim more than T-shirt does. When he plays something that's like, well, I can't believe he did that, and he comes on and goes, what do you mean? I don't understand.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Perfect inflection right there. I like
See,
that.
I've been working – I've known T-shirt now for about 5 years, so I got a pretty good T-shirt impression. What do you mean?
That's pretty good.
Look, I like you, Jay. I don't love you.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
That's not bad.
Cleveland, I don't understand. What do you mean? What do you mean? What? What did I do?
Now drop a line about your meat consumption. Go.
Jay, let me break it down for you, Jay. Cauliflower is don't eat it. It has no redeeming values. The cauliflower's got nothing in it.
It's true.
It's true. What do you mean? I'm telling. What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? What?
It's if you a went musket. Up the register a little bit, you'd be closer to a nicely done with the musket. You'd be close to Seinfeld if you went up the register a little bit.
Who are these people? What do you mean, Jay? I don't know what.
Spock, why? Spock.
No. That now you're in nuts. Nuts.
What?
That's not Jerry Seinfeld.
What do you mean?
That's not. What do you mean? It's not Jerry Seinfeld.
full circle.
Oh, boy. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Tice, your dad. What do you mean? On Twitter. So tonight we had two big performances in the NBA, and I'm going to illustrate exactly why one gets all kinds of love and the other one just gets a, oh, hey, that's pretty cool. First tonight we had a record-breaking performance from Russell Westbrook. Tonight, in the fourth quarter of the Wizards game tonight, he broke the record, tied with Oscar Robertson for all-time triple-doubles in NBA history. This is an NBA history. This is what Russell Westbrook has done. He now has more triple-doubles than anybody else, 28, 21 assists, and 13 rebounds, and the missed final shot, in the Hawks' 125-124 win over the Wizards. It was an incredible accomplishment, and here's how it sounded when he got it.
Now right Elaine Gallinari with his back to Hutchinson, edges in the paint, turns, shoots, that's in and out, thought about going down. Now Russell Westbrook does have his 10th rebound, so Russell Westbrook has done it. The unbreakable record has been broken. He now has the most career triple-doubles in NBA history, 182. That was definitely history.
So there it was, Wizards Radio Network, right? Russell Westbrook gets it, gets some love on social media, but okay. But then this guy, every time he hits 30 points, suddenly it's the greatest thing in the world. It was a big night tonight for Steph Curry. He goes for 36. Warriors beat the Jazz 119-116. Steph tonight, even though just 3 out of 13 from three-point range, still went for 36, and it sounded like this.
Curry gets the pick from Draymond. Splits traffic, steps into a three. It's up and no good. Rebound deflected away. Looney hustles it down. Back up to Draymond. 15 seconds left. Curry for three, right side. Got it! Nailed it! Timeout, Utah!
Warriors Radio Network on the call. That big three gave the Warriors enough cushion to walk away with a 119-116 win over the Jazz. The Warriors now three games over 500. And they're in eighth place in the Western Conference. They're still a half game out of ninth place. Memphis can tie them for eighth when they win their next game. San Antonio is just a game and a half behind them. But this shows you the clear difference between these two players, right? For a long time, these two have been two of the NBA greats, right? Since they came into the league, right? We saw Russell Westbrook came in, and after a little while, he became a workhorse. And Steph Curry, after 5 or 6 years of being a nice all-star-ish kind of NBA player, suddenly Steve Kerr shows up and he's scoring 30 a game, and suddenly now Steph Curry is winning NBA titles and everybody loves the guy and he's a big superstar. But you can sit here and say, okay, who's been a better player the past 6 or 7 years, Russell Westbrook or Steph Curry? Now, you can debate that, and you have – look, Steph Curry's been able to win championships and make big shots, mm-hmm. do it. Okay, Russell Westbrook's been able to put up triple-doubles and single-handedly carry his team. He makes bad decisions at the end of fourth quarters, but the numbers he puts up. And you can go back and forth on this, right? Because there's clearly – look, you can make an argument for Steph Curry or Russell Westbrook. But where you can't make an argument is who likes what player more. And Steph Curry is eminently more likable than Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is polarizing because of the way he plays, because of the way his tunnel vision comes, because sometimes he doesn't make the team better. Sometimes he takes really bad shots. And so Russell Westbrook is someone who, yeah, okay, he's good, but he doesn't have the image and reputation that Steph Curry has. So if you said Russell Westbrook versus Steph Curry, court of public opinion, the Twitter MVP, Steph Curry, is going to get all that love. Even though their relative importance and what they're doing, that's a huge debate, but it doesn't seem like one just because people love Steph Curry more. This is why I always say, if you can have a great reputation, have it, because things are going to be so much more easier in your life. Look, and I'm the worst guy following my own advice, because sometimes I just go, screw that, man. I can't go along to get along. I got to say something because, you know, this is my career and this is my life and I don't like what's going on here, so I'm going to say something. Even though it didn't always help me in my career, I felt better for saying it. I am the one guy that sometimes can't do the go along to get along. But I would love to be able to say I could do that and keep a reputation of for everybody to love. I get that, but that's not who I am. And the thing is, that kind of is who Steph Curry is. It's not who Russell Westbrook is. So Steph Curry always gets more credit, always gets more love, always gets more. He's the better player. Because if you did any kind of fan poll on who the better player was, Steph Curry would just lay waste to Russell Westbrook because of his image, because he is so likable. He has found a way to keep that image for the majority of his career. Nobody says anything bad about the guy. Nobody does. I mean, everything Steph Curry says or does, wow, look how great Steph is. Look how great Steph is. He has that reputation. It's something that every player is jealous of. But that's why both of these guys are where they are. Why Russell Westbrook's a guy getting traded and dumped because, well, I don't know. How much better is he really? Does he help us? His image, his reputation, can he get along well with everybody? And here's Steph Curry, who, hey, I'll welcome other athletes to come in to play in Golden State. I'll welcome other stars. It's all good. That is some kind of advantage to have over other players when you are well-liked by everybody. And Steph Curry, that's why people are talking about him for MVP, because he is so well-liked. That's why he's getting all the run he's got this year. And here you got Russell Westbrook, who is breaking a record that nobody ever thought could be broken, making Steph Curry, oh, look at this, he's the fastest to 300 threes. Okay, that's great. Here's Russell Westbrook broke an all-time record tonight, and I guarantee you more people want to talk about Steph Curry than Russell Westbrook.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at the last sequence or last minute or so of that Golden State-Utah game. 52 seconds left. Utah stole the ball from Curry. Ensuing possession, whatever, get it back, missed three. And then you have a long rebound. Then he pumps in the second one. Clarkson doesn't get a foul call. There was a great stat, just because I'm a big nerd and I like this one, that the 34 shots put up by or 33 tonight put up by Jordan Clarkson, the most ever by a reserve in 45 years, or second most, I should say. The only person that had more off the bench was Clarkson when he played for Cleveland. He had 34 shots in a game. He scored 41 points tonight, drove to the lane, did not get a call down the stretch, and that's when Draymond Green was able to call a timeout. They advanced the ball, free throws, and win. Clarkson, who's listed as a point guard, played 35 minutes, had zero assists. But moving on to his point. I thought that was a nice little stat to add.
That's nice. But I'll take a guy for 41 off the bench if he doesn't throw an assist. I'll take that from a guy.
He takes the final drive. And look, at the bigs were out there. They couldn't rotate to Curry, who hit that dagger three. The Warriors are 9 games above 500 in games that Steph plays this year, 1-7 when he doesn't. And now it becomes the, well, what's your flavor, right? Because the people that will die on the hill of how great, because I'll change sports for a second, die on the hill of how much better and greater a quarterback Aaron Rodgers is than Tom Brady are the same ones that'll argue for Steph Curry, even though he's got the titles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you juxtapose it, right? And for Russell, you know, is it all about winning the title? And when you get to the Kevin Durant years, you know, how much of the pie does Steph Curry get credited with versus individual greatness? And that takes nothing away from the career Steph Curry has had. But Russell Westbrook's gone out and dominated. Ralph Irvin gave the stat earlier tonight that of his 182 career triple-doubles, his team's won 75% of the time. I think that gets buried in a lot of the, oh, he's stat stuffing, and these are meaningless. You can talk about playoff success, failures, and championships. It's all, again, how do you want to frame an argument? What do we say? Lies, damn lies, and statistics. How do I want to frame it to set my guy that I like up the best? For me, I go into the movies rooting for the bad guy. They're far more interesting. Except Darth Maul. I hated him because he died too fast. But
it wasn't his fault, though.
George Lucas work.
But I don't want to die in this scene, but we're shooting your death scene. But I don't want to die. All right.
We really could do something great with this character. No.
It's like Joey and Friends. They made him walk into the elevator shaft. Yes. He didn't want to. Anybody else want to go in the elevator? What about you, Dr. Wong? No. What about you, Beverly? And they'll keep walking away. And she goes, I love you, Joey. Yeah, whatever. And he steps in the elevator shaft.
Now we know what Jason's doing during his days, fellas. Going back and revisiting the Friends catalog.
No, Drake Ramore.
Nicely done. Is he evil brother. But yeah, it's just the idea of how do you want to frame the discussion? You want to go to the individual work? Steph Curry change the game, we could say, with the three-point shot and where the Warriors as a team changed things up and the NBA evolved. And yes, you have a bunch of younger folks that are looking around going, oh, I might not be able to work among the trees, but I can learn how to shoot. And you go from there. With Russell Westbrook, I've always applauded the fact that when he gets down at a podium, he's not going to give you a half-assed answer. He's not going to placate you and make you feel better. He's going to tell you honestly how he's feeling in the moment. And if he feels like even with a big statistical game that they played terribly, he's going to tell you. And he plays his heart out for every minute that he's on the court, which is always something you and I have this as long as we've been doing the show together. You know, we've been part of the Russell Westbrook celebration club here just for that fact that he leaves nothing there. Does it mean he has enough left come playoff time? Right. It's that, can you elevate to the next level when you're busting your ass every minute during the regular season? Like, what do you have left? And I think that's, he suffers from that for sure. And then you just frame the argument, but your point to everybody likes Steph and Steph's aw shucks. Hell, even the other night when they asked him about, hey, there's a potential you guys get matched up with the Lakers in the play-in. What do you think? And he just smiled and it became memeable, right? Because he sat grinning for about 10 seconds before he said, yeah, that'd be cool. So it's just one of those situations where, you know, you got the guy in the white hat and the black hat and you decide which road you want to go down. I'll take the guy in the black hat. He's far more interesting.
What was it? It was Andre Agassi, right? Who did the Images Everything campaign for Nike where, hey, listen, it's not just about what you do. It's about how you do it. And
that's
it's
right.
about the image that you put out there. And that's way more effective. And look, clearly, you have two guys here, Russell Westbrook and Steph Curry. What Westbrook has done to the NBA, we've never seen before, right? Not since Oscar Robertson. Now, Steph Curry, what he's done, we haven't seen a shooter like him. I'm not dismissing what he's done. We have not seen these guys in all my time of covering the NBA. Now, I like to think we've seen more guys like Curry than we've seen like Westbrook, but that's okay. I don't want to split hairs. But clearly, you tell me if the public response and reaction to Russell Westbrook versus Steph Curry, is that even a battle? Is that even a question at this point? No, of course, it's Steph Curry all day because Steph Curry enjoys that image and that reputation of love by everybody. And anytime you say anything bad about Steph Curry, it's, oh, I can't believe you said that. Just go through my timeline. We talk about Steph Curry all the time. Yeah. He's not the MVP. Oh, look at this. KNBR is going to send people out there to keep me captive and send me to the top of a mountain where I get to live and not get to broadcast because, oh, you can't say that Steph Curry is any way overrated or anything.
Is that really the thing that's going to end up canceling you? The fact that you won't submit to the cult of Curry?
Maybe, like, I'll be taken to, like, the NBA's version of Azkaban, and then suddenly
I'm
there. The Dementors are all flying around in Curry jerseys.
making sure you stay there.
And I have Julius Randle comes and frees me like I'm Bellatrix, and I'm yelling in the rain. Julius got me out! Julius got me out! I mean, you think that'll happen?
That's pretty good. I think we should try to film that. Any film students that want to do this as a short film project, inquire within at How About a Fresca at Swollen Dome.
Oh, that'd work, buddy. That'd work. When you're looking to hire people fast, better late than never doesn't cut it. Fortunately, Indeed has Instant Match. Sponsor a job and you'll instantly receive a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. We have figured something out there, Mike Harmon. I guarantee you that would be some kind of NBA promo right there. I got the bad teeth and the long hair, and I'm wearing a tattered up, like, Latrell Sprewell Knicks jersey because I've been in Azkaban for so long.